Hi, my name is Marjorie Weilkraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network. And in this series, what I want to do is help you to expand your perception of what wealth is. Usually when I talk about wealth or when people talk about wealth, they're thinking, you know, money and gold and jewelry and big cars and or big houses and fast cars, you know, that kind of stuff, right? But I really want to bring another perspective to you that you may actually be a lot wealthier than you know, because true wealth is very different from financial assets. So the first one, which we're doing in this episode today, is going to be focusing on the first aspect of true wealth, which is health. So your health is your greatest asset. And to give you a little bit of a dramatic example of that, it doesn't matter how much money you have, if you're permanently attached to an IV, like that, life sucks. That's no good. Or an oxygen machine, if that's got to go, like that's no fun. I have a very, very lovely friend, beautiful woman, who is now in her 70s, super wealthy. I mean, millions and millions of dollars. Oh, and she's like, oh, Marjorie, I wish I'd have done that knee surgery like 5 years ago or whatever. She's really getting to where she almost can't move anymore. My heart goes out to her. You know, she just really hasn't been taking care of herself. Now, I know that you get it, that health is wealth, and I'm willing to bet that you're overwhelmed and confused because really, quite frankly, the healthcare industry is a trillion, billion, million dollar industry, right? I mean, and there's so many studies and you can see online with all these different things about health and then the supplements industries. Oh my God, there's so many supplements and, you know, tests and all this stuff. And I really want to simplify it for you that health is just five key things. And if you focus on these five key things, you will be healthy. So we can slice through all that noise and confusion and complication. And the five things are, first of all, is getting nutrition. And you cannot be healthy if you're eating from the grocery store or from the restaurants. I mean real nutrition. And that's why I'm such a huge advocate for growing your own food, because that's really how you're going to get the nutrition that you need. It's just almost essential for that. And you may know that I do have some other programs on how to grow half your own food. And that's part of what the whole Grow Network is about, is growing food, because nutrition is so absolutely crucial. The second thing is to reduce toxicity. Quite frankly, we live in a pretty crazy world with, we have all these wonderful new materials, new processes, but they also are generating all kinds of chemicals and things that our bodies aren't used to. And there's a lot of very simple ways and easy ways to cut out that toxicity out of your life. And that's an important part of being healthy. The third part is movement. So a lot of people are thinking, exercise? I'm like, no, actually, not necessarily exercise, but just movement. And a lot of movement, continuous movement throughout the day, is way more important than exercise. But you absolutely do need to move. The fourth thing is breathing. Ah, yeah, it's amazing. And at some point, I'll show you that actually the single best indicator that the medical system has for the expected longevity of your life is actually related to your breath. The fifth thing is sleep, right? We all know. We all know that sleep is important, but it's absolutely vital important for regenerating your body. I used to think of sleep as kind of an inconvenience and kind of getting in the way of what my schedule of what I wanted to get done. Now I really treat sleep as the time when my body needs to regenerate and heal, which is truly what it is. So as you can see, health actually really is simple. You know, nutrition, reduce toxicity, get some movement, breathe, and sleep. It's very simple. And those are the five keys. And of course, there's a whole lot more. I can go in depth on each one of those, and I'd love to, but we're going to keep this series short. But here is the hope. If you actually are healthy, you're tremendously wealthy. You can continually improve your health. I know this. I'm in my late 50s, 58, and my health is just getting better and better every day. And ultimately, I know, and you know, that you could have all kinds of freedom and independence, even well into your old age. So hang with me on the next series, on the next episode. We're going to talk about the next aspect of true wealth. And this is something that you might think is crazy, but it's actually a huge source of wealth for you.